Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
So, when we read the book of Acts, in the Acts chapter 2, it starts out on the day that Pentecost had fully come. And so, Sivan 6 is when the 120 were in the upper room waiting for the promise to come. And the promise came. And the Holy Ghost was poured out on 120 faithful servants that were up there waiting, anticipating. And Jesus had to go away so that the Holy Ghost could come. And what I love about what the Word of God reads is that not only were the apostles and disciples there, but the women were there, and so was Jesus' mother. So she needed to be filled too with the Holy Ghost. They were all up there, amen. No one's exempt. It's clear that Nicodemus was told by Jesus that except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And so we've all been birthed one time naturally through our mother's womb. But the Bible is clear, we need the second birth. And the second birth comes from heaven. And that birth is the Holy Spirit of God. Brother Art, you remember when you got filled? I remember I got water baptized on a Monday, got filled with the Holy Ghost that following Sunday. My life hasn't been the same since. And when God fills you with the Holy Ghost, you're no longer the same. God just fills your being with joy unspeakable and full of glory. So, allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, I'm praying, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and we praise you and we exalt you and magnify you. We ask these blessings in the wonderful name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I need your attention right up here on the screen. Here we go. I've entitled this morning's message, The Feast of Pentecost. The Feast of Pentecost. Many wonderful events took place thousands of years ago, but on this exact day, Sivan 6, in the Hebrew calendar. And now it's 5782, which is our 2022. And so, one of the most profound things that have taken place was when Moses went up to Mount Sinai. You know the story of the Exodus? Mount Sinai was a place where God met. I want you to catch something here, because that's a parallel. When God drew, he drew the Israelites out of Egypt, and he had them cross the Red Sea. It's a type of a baptism. Okay, then he drew them to the Mount Sinai. And then what we read in Scripture is that there was a trumpet blast. There was a trumpet blast, and God came down and met the people there. He didn't touch the ground. He came down. I need you to see the parallel is that the same thing that God did back then, he's going to do it again in the clouds. He's going to meet us in the clouds. So we see a type and a shadow back in Pentecost when the trumpet blasted and God came down and met the people. Wow. How many of you can't wait to meet the Lord in the air? Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I can't wait. We're going to be changed and we're going to be just like him. And my goodness. So there's a parallel there, because God drew us out of what? The world. He drew us out of darkness. He drew us out of Egypt. We were all in Egypt at one time. Can I get amen? Amen. Oh, that's right. Every one of us were in Egypt. But God drew us out. Hallelujah. Now we're the people of God by faith. Can I get an amen? We're the people of God by faith. And now we've been grafted in. We're part of the Abrahamic covenant. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. That's why we can cry out, Abba, Father, now. Oh, that's right. That's right. Thank you, God. You see, the Jews didn't understand this during the times of Jesus until the Holy Ghost had to come and enlighten them to say, oh, wait. Salvation is for us Gentiles too. Praise God. So we need to go back to look ahead. So as you can see up here, we're going to be in Exodus chapter 23. And today is June 5th, 2022. But on the Hebrew biblical calendar, it's Sivan 6. How many of you got your bulletins this morning? Look at Sunday today. It's right there in blue, Sivan 6. Hallelujah. Man, today is the day. We're not just talking about it. It's the day. Hallelujah. And let me just say this. God is going to do some supernatural things in our life. Can I get amen?
Yes.
How many believe that God's going to do supernatural things in your life?
Amen.
Praise God. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Exodus 23, and let's look at this. And the Word of God reads, this is what God told Moses during this time. 3 times you shall keep a feast to me in the year. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days as I commanded you. And at that time appointed in the month of Abib, in it you came out of Egypt. None shall appear before me empty. Praise God, praise God. Listen, when God called us out of Egypt, none of us are empty. He filled us with the Holy Ghost. Can I get an amen? Praise God, amen. And now we can cry out, Abba. We can worship him and praise him. And look at this, right up here in verse 16. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labors which you have sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering at the end of the year, when you have gathered in the fruit of your labors from the field. This is a type of shadow of the ingathering. God, in the past 2,000 years, have been gathering souls now. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You and I, he has been gathering. Can I get an amen? Across the world, God has been gathering saints across the world. Hallelujah. For 2,000 years. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So saints, Pentecost or Shavuot, it has many names in the Word of God. It has many names. Let's look at this. It's the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Harvest, the latter first fruits, the Feast of Pentecost, and the Feast of Shavuot. All those have a meaning behind the name. And they pertain prophetically to the times now that we live in. See, we need to look back to see what God is doing now. Can I get amen? Praise God. So it's celebrated on the 15th day after Passover. The 50th day. So after Passover feast, 50 days later, it's called the Feast of Pentecost. Amen, amen. And Shavuot is traditionally a joyous time. What's so joyous about it? It's presenting the offerings of the new grain back then. And guess what? God is presenting us to this world. Hallelujah. Brand new, hallelujah, renditions of born-again people. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. You know what? God is showing us off in this world. I hope you know that. Oh, yes. Well, when we come into the presence of unbelievers, God is showing us off. You know why? Because we don't talk like we used to. We don't walk like we used to. We don't dress like we used to. Can I get amen? Oh, that's right. That's right. There's a new nature living inside now. Hallelujah. All things, hallelujah, have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And we're new creatures in Christ. So listen, it's nothing for us to boast in, but when we walk into a setting and we know that it's all unbelievers, say, oh God, thank you. Thank you, God. Let my light shine bright. Hallelujah. You've empowered me. Hallelujah. You have anointed me. Hallelujah. You have approved me. He's given us all his AAA cards. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Listen. And we have an opportunity now to preach and teach, yes, and draw those that are in the fire.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Pull them out.
Pull them out.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So look at this right up here. This is the chart that we need to look at right now. Passover, which was 50 days ago. Remember, we were up here preaching on Passover. Look at this. This is the feast of the Lord, and God is prophetically fulfilling each and every one of them. Oh, that's right. So the first one was Passover, Nisan 15. Jesus died on Passover. We get that. The next day is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Well, he was in the tomb. Unleavened is a type of no sin. You see, leaven was a type of sin in the Old Testament. Unleavened means there's no yeast, meaning there's no sin. Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin that we may become the righteousness of Christ by faith. So he was in the tomb with no sin. The next festival was the first fruits. He rose again on the third day. Now, 50 days later, today is Sivan 6, Pentecost. The Holy Ghost was poured out. Now, many theologians believe the next greatest event, we don't know if it's this year, it could be next year, is the Feast of Trumpets. As I just mentioned, when God drew the Hebrew people out of Egypt, brought them to Mount Sinai, the trumpets blasted and God came and met them there from the clouds. That is a shadow and a type of the rapture. Because that's when God comes for us, we're going to be caught up and be like him. Amen? And I believe it's going to be right on that Tishri 1 and 2. Why is it a two-day feast? Remember, and this is where I believe Gentile Christians kind of misinterpret. Well, Jesus said no one knows the day or the hour. But what was he referring to, the day or the hour, that no one knows? It was the sighting of the new moon. It could be on the first day or the second day. No one knew the day or the hour when they would see the new moon. And so that let them know that's when the feast began. Okay, so we have to catch this. When Jesus comes for the church, it's going to be on the Feast of Trumpets, but we don't know what year. We don't know what year, but it's happening. And it's always been resonated in my heart. God has put it in my heart to remind the people, remind the people, remind the people. Because guess what? We will forget what we did at 3:45 yesterday afternoon. If I asked you, well, what did you do at 3:45 yesterday? It came and gone already, right? Well, we need to be reminded that Jesus is coming for us. Hallelujah. Listen, don't make this world, don't hang on to this world. This world has nothing but for us to be a light until he comes. Can I get amen? To save those who are perishing, to preach the gospel, to lay hands on the sick, to worship and praise him, to magnify him. That's what we're called to do now. So, you know what? I don't care about my real estate business, all that. See ya. I'm gone. I'd rather be with Jesus. Can I get amen? Amen. I'd rather be with Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And while you're here, he will prosper you. He will bless your life here. Why? Because we are his. We are his. Can I get amen? Even through the heartache and the pain, the stuff that we have to endure sometimes, he is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And quit trying to figure out people's lives. You know what? Focus on your own life. Can I get an amen? Come on. Focus on your own life. I got enough troubles for me to worry about someone else. Oh, come on. Come on. And when someone's going through, pray for them. Don't ridicule. Don't tear down. Lift them up. We got to lift up people's lives. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And then on the Feast of Yom Kippur, that's when God, don't know what year, but he's going to pour out his wrath on this world. But we'll be with him. And then the last feast, Tabernacles. When Jesus comes back with the church to the earth, and for 1,000 years we'll be with him, living in perfect harmony. No more sin. No more heartache. No more suffering. No more disease. We're going to have a body like his.
Yes, I'm calling you, Lord. Thank you,
You know, look in your medicine cabinet. You know, it started one bottle of pills. Now there's 17 of them. Won't need them no more. Can I get an amen? Won't need them no more. Praise God. Praise God. So, praise God. So, it's all there for us. It's all there for us. It's laid out. God has put this before us. Amen? So that we would see, okay, God, I see what you're about to do. See, God reveals these secret things to his prophets. And when I mean his prophets, us, he's called out. Because when we proclaim, when we preach, we're prophesying. That's called prophecy. We're prophesying. We're telling an unbeliever yes. that God can save you, yes. that God wants to bless you, that yes. God wants to do radical things in your life. We're prophesying over them. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And we're called to prophesy. We're called to be prophets. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And so the Feast of Weeks, we're going to look at that real quickly, and then we'll move on to the latter first fruits. The Feast of Weeks was another name given because God commanded the Jews in Leviticus to count 7 full weeks or 49 days. So today is the 50th day. Today is actually the Jubilee. Praise God. And beginning on the second day of Passover, then present offerings of new grain to the Lord as a lasting ordinance. And so this season we're in right now, God is doing a tremendous harvest. How many believe that God is still harvesting souls?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he is. He is. He's doing it all by himself.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And if you want to be used by him, just yield yourself. Yes. Here I am, Lord. That's why we're all a bunch of doopty-doos. But he wants to use us. He wants to use us. Can I get amen? Look at this in Leviticus. And you shall count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath and from that day that you brought the sheave of the wave offering. 7 Sabbaths shall be completed. Count 50 days to the day after the 7th Sabbath and you shall offer a new grain offering to the Lord. So this was what God required of them. And for us, now we are an offering to God through our worship and praise. Our life is an offering unto him. Can I get amen? Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Shavuot was originally a festival for expressing thankfulness. Thankfulness. Why? Because God gave them seasons to plant, and then God gave them seasons to harvest. Hallelujah. And whatever you guys have planted, God is going to bring in. Hallelujah. And some of you have been planting seeds in your children's life. Some of you have been planting seeds in your neighbor's life. Some of you have been planting seeds, hallelujah, with loved ones that you know, co-workers, people at work on the job. Those seeds are being planted right now. And then God's going to bring a harvest in. Hallelujah. And God's going to say it was because you sowed into their life. Hallelujah. Righteousness. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. It's God all by himself, and he wants to use us. Can I get amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now, let's look at latter fruits, the latter first fruits. The celebrations is also tied in to the giving of the 10 commandments, and thus bears the name Matin Torah, or giving of the law. So what happened was, Moses went down, he went up to the mountain to get the law and brought it down when the people came. So notice this. God had to write the law on their hearts before he came down. And so God has written his law in our hearts before he takes us up. Can I get an amen? Amen. The law of God had to be written in our heart first through the born again experience. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost that came to live in us. God wrote it on our heart by faith. And now when we get caught up to be with him, we'll have what? We'll have a brand new body. We'll have the word of God. We'll be washed in the blood and filled with the Holy Spirit and a brand new body. My goodness. My goodness. You see, Jews believe that it was exactly at the time that God gave the Torah to the people through Moses on Mount Sinai. And so we remember this. Moses went up there and brought the law down, right? Thou shalt not do. We get that. But here's the thing. God had to save us and fill us with the Holy Spirit because he knew. This is one thing that God knew. God instilled the law, but the law could not save us. The law couldn't save us. All the law did was point out our sin. It point out that if you do this, you'll die. But the law couldn't save us. Jesus had to come. Hallelujah. And you know what Jesus did? Let me just say what Jesus did. There's the law. And we're on the other side of the law. So what Jesus did, he just went right over the law and came to us and saved us by grace.
Yes.
And mercy. And love. Why? Because we couldn't save ourselves. We couldn't save ourselves. Hallelujah. In a nutshell, this is why Jesus told. He told the Pharisees. He told the disciples. It's throughout the Gospels. Here is the greatest commandment. No, it's not. It's not. Well, stop watching this. Stop going here. Stop. No. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the two that hold all the law together. Because you know what's in that? There's grace. There's mercy. Because if you're loving God, guess what? He sees past your shortcomings. He sees past those things that we know that hinder us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
God will strengthen you right where you're at. I don't care what you're going through. It could be so horrendous in your life, but God's in the midst of it. God is there, hallelujah, refining us. God is strengthening us. God is saying, I got you. I got you, my son. I got you, my daughter. Don't give up. I'm not done with you. I'm not done with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to use you until I come back for you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You need to know that God is with us. God will be forever with us. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Come for that. When you go to bed tonight, when you lay your head on your pillow, no matter how hard the day was, he said, I'm there with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. I'm encamping my angels around you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that comes against us, God will condemn it. Hallelujah. In judgment. Hallelujah. Watch what you say about people. Don't go there. Can I get amen? Don't do the work of the devil. Hallelujah. If you don't have nothing good to say, say nothing about them. Hallelujah. But lift them up. Praise them. I'll pray for you. Hallelujah. You can make it. You can make it. How many believe that we can make it? We can make it. Hallelujah. With God's glory and his grace and his mercy and his power. Hallelujah. We can make it. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Saints, the latter rain is God's great anti-ministry. Praise God. And this concept, as revealed in the Bible, comprises the restitution of the church in its rightful place. We're in our rightful place throughout the world. God has his strategic church everywhere. Hallelujah. We're just a microscopic little church with all his millions around the world. Can I get amen? That God is using, that God is pouring out, that God wants to, hallelujah, glorify himself in those churches. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. It's not about how big it is or how small it is. It's about the heart yielding to him. And love him. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And so the enormous last day revival. So how many believe that God's going to pour out one more revival before he comes? He's going to pour out another revival before he comes. Oh, that's right. He's going to do it. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, I need you guys to pray for me because I've been invited to go preach in India. And I'm going to be leaving soon. And let me tell you the miracle that took place. When Bishop Mandapali was here and Brother Marcelino was here, God spoke to Marcelino And you know what Marcelino turned around and said? I'm supposed to build you a worship center in your hometown.
Oh, glory!
And so I said, I don't know where I'm going to go. I don't know how I'm going to get. So now, when they cut the ribbon, Sister Yolanda and I are going to bring the first word there.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Oh, man. And he said, at least 200,000 will gather. That's that vision you saw, sister. It's coming to pass. Hallelujah. And man, I can't wait. I can't wait. Because every one of us, God has been given a gift. And he said, I want to use your gifts in these last days. Some of you, he's called to worship. Some of you, he's called to preach. Some of you, he's called to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. Some of you, he's given a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge. Hallelujah. A word of helps. Hallelujah. Some of you are called to serve. Hallelujah. But we're all called to do something. So I need you to pray. I'm excited. When I got, man, it was birthed right there. Right in that front row 2 weeks ago. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And Brother Mandapali, he was going to be going on a tour here for like 2-3 weeks. He goes, no, I got to go home. He went straight home. And they're going to be breaking ground very soon. And they're going to build. Listen, this place is going to be able to house pastors that come. It's going to be a teaching center, a place of worship. It's going to be man, and let me tell you, it's pennies on the dollars over there. So they can build these big facilities with very little, not like over here. No, not over here. The little corner of this property right here is about $5 million. Over there, you can do a whole lot. And so I'm excited. I said, oh man, Lord, I never preached in a foreign land. And God, if that's where you're sending me, here I am. Send me, Lord. Hallelujah. Send me, Lord. Send me, Lord. And so, saints of God, in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon all flesh that was promised to you and I in the last days, and the restoration of apostolic and prophetic gifts, it took place 2,000 years ago. Let's look at this for right now. Let's look at this. In Acts 2:14, look at this. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, since it was only the third hour of the day. But this was what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And he wrote on to say, and it shall come to pass in the last days that God, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all what? Flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Hallelujah. How many of you have visions and dreams already? Yes. Oh, yeah, come on. Yes. That's from God. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. That's from God. And when he gives you a vision, a dream, hallelujah, and you know it's from God, you hold on to that promise.
Yes.
You hold on to that promise. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Look at this. And look at this. And verse 18, and on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 19. And I will show wonders in heaven and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire, vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be what?
Saved.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. 33 years ago, God gave me an opportunity to call upon the name of the Lord, and he saved me. Go back to the day he called you. Amen. It was an appointed time with you and God. Thank you, Lord. And so now, let's look at this. Pentecost serves as a reminder that God grants his Holy Spirit to the first fruits of his spiritual harvest. You see, it was a grain harvest years ago during the times of Leviticus and Moses' day, but in now, today's day, it's a spiritual harvest. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And once again, Our focus is on Pentecost 7-6. Now, I need you to see something here. You see, the first advent, it was the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, then he went away and the Holy Ghost came. So now we're in what's called the church age. This is the church age. Okay, but guess what? That door is soon to close. And then it's going to be the second advent, meaning the second coming of Christ. Praise God. And guess what? You and I are going to be there with him. Can I get an amen? How many of you can't wait to be in his presence forevermore? Man, there's going to be so much joy. You think there's joy when the Holy Ghost comes upon you and you get filled and the corners of your mouth are pinning your ears and you go, oh my God. Well, guess what? He's only giving you a taste of him, a little taste of him. If we were to be filled with all of his glory, we would disintegrate. These bodies of flesh cannot contain him. Amen. That's why he gives us a little bit. This is who I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So in the process of revealing his plan of salvation to mankind, God established his annual holidays. And there they are right up there. And so saints, just as people harvested their crops around these three festivals, God's holy days show us that he is harvesting people around the world. No differently. Praise God. And the holy days have meanings that build each other up. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed to know that your life is being built and established by God? And it was already preordained before the foundation of the world. And so this third feast that we're focusing on, the fourth feast, hallelujah, God did the miraculous. So let's look at a little closer of the Feast of Harvest. Look at this. In Exodus, and the Feast of Harvest, the first fruits of your labors which you have sown in the field, and the Feast of Ingathering at the end of the year, when you have gathered in the fruit of your labors from the field. Now, I want you to catch this, because I just showed you guys the chart, right? But what comes to mind when you hear the word feast? First time I heard it, oh man, hometown buffet. All the ribs you can eat. Huh? Last week was all the steak you can eat. Man. And Brother Top Gun back there got down. Man. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we think of the word feast as a buffet, as a spread, right? And so let's look at this for a moment. In Numbers 28:26. It says, also on the day of first fruits, when you bring in a new grain offering to the Lord at your feast of weeks, you shall have a holy convocation. Notice I underline feast and convocation. So if you didn't do a Hebraic study to look back and to, it's like peeling an onion. I got to go a little deeper. There's something underneath this. We look at feast and convocation in a different light when we read it through the lens of the Hebraic reading. So if you go to a Hebrew concordance, you will see what these two words actually mean. They don't mean all you can eat somewhere. And convocation is not a place. I used to think a convocation is like a school's recital. You know how someone has a recital and you come? And there's like a convocation given. Let's go a little deeper with this. The Hebrew root for feast is called moed, meaning appointed times. It doesn't mean food. It means an appointed time. Okay? And then convocation is mikra, meaning a dress rehearsal. So, for thousands of years, the seven feasts of the Lord, the Jews go through their ceremonial things. And they don't realize it's a dress rehearsal. So when the real thing happens, see, God is letting us know. See, they were celebrating Passover from the time they were freed from Egypt through the book of Exodus, right? So every year they were to celebrate Passover. Well, guess what? It happened 2,000 years ago on the same Passover. Jesus died on that day. So that day was fulfilled. And then they celebrated what? The next feast, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Well, guess what? Jesus fulfilled it right then and there. Then on the third festival, the Feast of First Fruits, Jesus fulfilled it again by rising from the dead. And today we're celebrating the Feast of Pentecost because 2,000 years ago, the Holy Ghost is poured out. Those first four have been prophetically fulfilled. They were appointed times to Jesus to fulfill these appointments. Are you guys catching this?
Yes.
Okay, so as I showed you in the fall, those last three still need to be fulfilled. And they're going to happen quickly and they're going to happen soon. And I believe we're the generation that's going to see this. I believe we're the called out generation that's going to see this. Amen. I'm praying. This is my prayer. Oh, God, I'm praying your will, obviously. But God, I'm asking God, don't let me experience physical death. I just want to be taken. I want to be taken like Enoch. Enoch was taken. Elijah was taken, right? They never experienced physical death. Because there is a sting to death. But Jesus defeated the sting. But I know a lot of people that have died. It's a sting, and then it's over. I said, God, I don't want to go through the sting of death. I want to be caught up. I want this body to be transformed to be like you. Hallelujah. We all have our prayers. We all have our petitions to God. That's one of my petitions. But you know what? Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Thy will be done. But wouldn't it be awesome that God takes us all? Hallelujah. You never know. He could do it this Feast of Trumpets. Praise God. So now, what does Pentecost mean? Because Pentecost, it was written in Greek. So let's look at this. Pentecost means Pentecostos in the original, which means 50th. You guys remember when you used to play cards at home? 50.
Oh, yeah.
We used to say it 50. It's 50th. 50 days, right? 50 days. That's what Pentecost means. So God poured out his Holy Ghost 2,000 years ago. Saints, this was a foreshadow, a dress rehearsal that we just saw of Jesus who sowed and labored in the field for 3.5 years. Jesus sowed in the field 3.5 years before he was crucified. So he started at the age of 30, and when he was 33 years and a half, he was taken up. He had to go so that the Holy Ghost could come. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Aren't you so blessed? Praise God. And so when he rose again, he went to be with the Father, and then 50 days came by, and then it was the Feast of Pentecost. Now, the gift of Pentecost was the Holy Ghost. And God chose the first. Notice he chose. This is all God's timing now. Okay, we're reading it because it happened. But when you read it to see the time frame, it was all God's appointed time. And so God chose the Pentecost after Jesus' resurrection to pour out the Holy Ghost on 120 believers. How many believe that Jesus needed the Holy Ghost to be poured out on all of them, including the women? How many believe that? How many believe that? Praise God. Praise God. Because that was God. Amen. So we find this in Scripture. Because I could say anything up here, but okay, well, show me in Scripture. It's right up here. Look at this. Then they returned to Jerusalem in Acts 1:12 from the mount called Olivet, meaning the Mount of Olives, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. James, Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. Now look at this in verse 14. Look at this. It says, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women. Did you catch that? Even with the women. And who? Mary was there. Jesus' own mother needed to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Can I get an amen? And we all know that there's some, you know, denominations that exalt her. She's not to be exalted. Only Jesus should be exalted. Amen. Look at this. And with his brothers. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples all together. And the number of the names was about 100 and what? 20. 20. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. 120. Praise God. Now, as we see in Acts 2, 1 and 4, now when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord, one place, and suddenly there came a sound of heaven from a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Praise God. And then look at this. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one that sat upon each of them. And they were all filled, all of them, every one of them, all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Let me just say this. When you get filled with God, hallelujah, you will not contain him. Can I get an amen? He will flow, hallelujah. And if he changes your language, let it be so. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All I know, I'm not the same as I used to be. Praise God. Thank you, God. And so, man. And so, saints, these astounding events demonstrated the presence of the Holy Spirit. And if the first people of Jerusalem who witnessed this miraculous phenomenon during this time, they were all astonished. How many of you would be astonished? It was only 9 o'clock in the morning. And notice it was in Jerusalem during the feast, right? During the feast, right? So there were thousands in Jerusalem to come celebrate Pentecost. And God poured it out right then and there. And all the people down below thought they were drunk. They said, what are these guys drinking? It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. And Peter had to come down. We're not drunk on wine as you supposed. We're drunk with the new wine. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And the new wine is what? The Holy Ghost. Praise God. Look at this. And so the apostle Peter, now filled with the Holy Ghost, boldly explained. Look at this. He said this, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. How many are so blessed that God has poured out his spirit upon you? Listen, we are no longer the same. We are no longer the same people. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. Peter explained, you see, as he went down and spoke to all the Jews down there and all the ones that came to celebrate the feast, he had to give them the story. I'm going to give you the short version, but he had to tell them the story that it was all you that said, crucify him. Remember, they rejected the Messiah. So because they rejected the Messiah, Paul later on in the book of Acts was called to preach to us. And who are we? Gentiles. Praise God. We're Gentiles. Amen. We're called, that's why the apostle Paul, who was Saul of Tarsus, he was a tremendous man of God because he came to us to preach to us. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Listen, there's going to be a day for the Jews to turn back to him. Amen. Some of them already are being saved left and right. But I'm talking about as a nation, those, because the book of Romans says God is still going to save Israel. Praise God. But when the Holy Ghost was poured out, this is what's so profound. and it's, and it resonates. It resonated with me. Brother Art and I, we came from a church that really emphasized this verse of scripture that I'm going to show you. And it's been on our plaque when we baptize souls. We baptized so many souls in that jacuzzi. Amen. And I believe God's going to do another outpouring again. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. It's right up here. Then Peter said, repent. Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. For what? The remissions of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Why? For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And so, as we come in for a close, look at this. We look at the law and God's grace. We see the law and God's grace. Amen. And how many are so blessed that we're not no longer under the law, but under grace? Amen. Amen. Even though the law was written on our heart, but we have an advocate now. We have an advocate now. You see, we have an attorney that represents us. Hallelujah. You see, you got to catch this, saints of God. When Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus was sitting on the throne, hallelujah. And then he came down, hallelujah, to be an advocate for us. Praise God. The Bible says he was there already. Can I get an amen? He had to take on a body of flesh, hallelujah, to live amongst us. Praise God. And listen, but the one thing that was different, he had no sin. Hallelujah. This is why the Holy Ghost had to overshadow Mary. Hallelujah. The Immaculate Conception. Amen. Praise God. It wasn't the male seed. See, the male seed is what carries the sin seed. Hallelujah. It's the male seed, but it was God Almighty that overshadowed Mary. Hallelujah. The Messiah came. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he had no sin. Can I get an amen? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. It was Jesus. And when Jesus came, hallelujah, when he saw our sin, hallelujah, he didn't crush us with the law. Can I get an amen? One picture that is so, it resonates in my heart, and it'll always resonate with me, is when the woman was caught in the act of adultery. You remember that? Yes. Hallelujah. And they wanted to use the law.
Yes, they did.
They wanted to use the law. So all the men gathered these big old giant stones, yep, and brought this woman caught in the act of adultery, yep, and wanted to take her to the front of the gate and crush her head with these boulders.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And Jesus, hallelujah, he stooped down and he started writing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't know what he wrote, but I'm going to go on to say he was saying, I'm going to forgive her. I'm going to cleanse her. I'm going to have mercy on her. Hallelujah. And he looked up at all of them and said, all you who have no sin, cast that first stone. Hallelujah. And they were all like this, like, Moses said to stone her. And Jesus said, if you have no sin, go ahead and throw the first rock. And then Jesus went down and stooped again and started writing. Hallelujah. I'm going to go on to say, he was writing, he goes, when I look up again, they're going to be gone. Because one by one, they started dropping. They started dropping. They started dropping. They started dropping their stones. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And she was at the mercy. She was at the mercy. She had no other place to go but to Jesus. And let me just say this. When there's no other place to go in your life at that moment, it's to Jesus. Can I get amen? You got to go to the Messiah. Hallelujah. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what it looks like. Go to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, say, God, I'm wretched. But, oh, God, help me. I need you. Oh, God, cleanse me. Forgive me. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And guess what? He already knows what you've done. He's just looking for a heart to say, oh God, I surrender. I can't do this. I can't do this on my own. And what did he tell her? He said to her, where are your accusers? She goes, I don't see anymore. He goes, neither do I accuse you. Just go and sin no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Come on, you got to give God a shout of praise. Come on, you got to say, God, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you. How many believe that God's been so good to you? Has he been so good to you? Oh, come on. He's been so good to you. I'm going to ask you guys to stand. I have so much more, but you know what? I'm not going there no more. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, pour out your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. Pour out your spirit, oh, God, upon us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, let us come and hunger and thirst, hallelujah, for a drink of the Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, let us die to self and let your presence, hallelujah, hallelujah, fill this place right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, we love you, Jesus. Oh God, we magnify you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Some of you right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, need a touch from God. Hallelujah. Those of you need a touch from God, come down right here to this altar. Hallelujah. Let us lay hands. Hallelujah. Some of you are asking for petitions from God. Hallelujah. Yes. Sister Tammy, I need you to pray for the sisters. Come on. Hallelujah. Brother Art, come on up here, Brother Art. Hallelujah. Brothers that are coming up here, pray for the brothers up here. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Facebook and YouTube, we're going to sign off. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've never received the Lord Jesus Christ, I need you to just bow your heart and your head with me. We're going to pray with you right now for salvation, and then we're going to sign off. But bow your heart and your head and ask God to come into your life. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah. Is he worthy? He's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you, and thank you for listening. Hallelujah. We give you the praise.